Now, Greg, you have some interesting career plans. Tell us about your career plans.
Yeah, I'd like to be either a stand-up comedian or a baseball manager.
Stand-up comedian or a baseball manager. Oh, wait, come on up here. Yeah, they just don't want you to talk into the microphone quite that closely. It's on and it's working fine. You're okay. So you want to be a stand-up comedian. Tell me, what kind of jokes do you do?
Well, I make funny phone calls to 1-800 numbers. I make fake surveys and go to random people who I don't know. And I tell knock-knock jokes.
You fucking asshole.
You little monkey.
You bastard.
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
What's up?
Hang on, Ben. I'll be starting soon.
Can Dwight said he wanted to join in if that's cool.
He didn't answer. Did you add him?
Oh, really? Yeah. I tried adding him, but maybe he's not paying attention.
There he goes again. He's... yeah, I tried to add Neon.
Okay.
I'll try it again.
I'm sure she'll join. She's been talking about it.
Yeah, she was going to join, but then I have
to. You gotta watch out, though. She's high as fuck right now.
Yeah. Super high. Me too.
Me too, actually. That's, yeah.
Nice.
My back is killing me, so I'm taking Percocets. I hurt my back today. Really bad.
You know we could be hurt on the YouTube, right?
That's the oxycodone.
Oxycodone, is it? This is it. Oxycodone, acetamin. Yep.
Hey, yep. Cross, you know we can be heard on the air, right?
Yeah, I know we can be heard, yeah.
Okay, I
know. Oh, hey, everyone.
I'll be starting in a little bit.
Hello.
Oh, hey, you're here.
Everybody, what I said is not true. Everybody forget what I just said.
Yeah, I didn't say anything. Dwight says you're high. Neon, is that true? You're not supposed to talk about that. You're not supposed to talk about that.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm not. Baz is in here.
Wait, I didn't hear Dwight say that.
Good.
Huh?
I said my name is Carlet instead of Carlito when I posted to Twitter and Facebook. Oh, I'm stupid. Carlet
is
on
my favorite song.
Awesome.
Thong? Your favorite thong?
It's a gorilla's thong. Where are we going to call? Where do we go?
Find some fucking numbers.
Yeah, I guess some numbers, Dwight.
Come on, Dwight. Do it.
You call him boy. Crack a motherfucker. Fucking trolls.
I'm over
perfect
Hawaii.
Time to wake up wankers in the UK.
Would be.
Yeah, really nice. Piss them off.
Nice and cranky about now.
Cranky.
Extra cranky.
Let's see what's going on in the Philippines.
Are terrified.
What's a good town to call in the Philippines where they might speak English?
Manila.
Yeah, Manila or Quezon City.
I see Quezon. Cheese City.
Angeles City. Not Los Angeles, but Angeles City.
New Angeles.
Angels.
That's a big one.
There's a wildlife center. Lung Center of the Philippines.
Oh, you should call Cebu.
Who's Cebu?
C-E-B-U. It's the people there will be really rustic. You know, they'll not highly educated, but it's a big resort area.
Okay.
So there's a good chance that they'll speak English.
Cebu City?
It's really tropical. It's super nice there.
All right. Let's see. Let's have a look here. Public market, but that's a bus stop. All right. Malapasuka Exotic Island Dive and Beach Resort. Cool. Come on, phone number. Why is Google not showing me phone number? Well, that doesn't have a phone number. Never mind, I guess. The bank's going to be closed. Offshore documentation and residency solutions. Probably closed on a Saturday. Metro Bank. Western Union.
This is an updated one. This is a new check-in.
Cool. He's so cool.
Thank you for calling the Hilton Seattle.
I'm following him around.
Airport shuttle.
I haven't known to do that, especially Todd Spielberg.
JDF.
You did the same fucking prank at another hotel. To come to my fucking room.
Hilton Seattle Airport and Conference. I know this is Crystal, where may I direct your call?
Hey, Crystal, how are you? How are you? How are your legs doing?
I'm wonderful.
Are your legs okay?
How are you doing?
Huh?
Hello? How can I assist you?
I'm good. I was just needing to get a hold of a guest there.
Sure. What's the last name?
Garrett.
Garrett?
Garrett.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you. What is the last name?
Garrett. Garrett.
Do you know how to spell it? Because I don't know what you're saying.
G-A-R-R-E-T-T. Garrett.
Garrett, maybe? What's the first name?
Steven.
1 second.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, I need to speak with Steven, Mr. Garrett.
Just a minute. Hi, we're calling for you.
Hello?
Hi, this is Eddie Cross. I'm calling from the front desk.
Mm-hmm.
We have several complaints about how loud the sex is that's going on in your room, or if you're watching some type of pornography on your television, or you're being really loud over there. What's going on?
We haven't done anything like that in the room, period.
You haven't had any, because they're saying that it's sex noises, that, oh, Steve.
No.
Yes, oh, Steve.
We haven't even had the TV on at all. We haven't done anything.
Okay. Have you masturbated really loudly or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Well, can you ask your wife if she has?
Hold on.
Okay.
You haven't had any sex, have you?
No.
No, neither of us have, and we've been here most of the day. Just fell asleep, and that was about it.
I'm sorry, you asked her?
I mean, we haven't...
I'm sorry, you asked her what? If she's had any sex?
Yes.
Oh, and she hasn't? Okay. You wouldn't know about that? Like, it's possible she would have it with someone else?
Is this really the fucking front desk?
Don't talk to me like that, sir. I'll have you kicked out of your room. You treat me with respect. I'm the manager here.
What's your name? I'm going to go ask Gene if you really are the manager.
My name is Cross.
Okay, I'm going to go ask Gene if you're really the manager.
Yeah, and ask Crystal. She's the one that said that you were doing this. Why don't you do that, motherfucker?
Will do. I'm heading down to the front desk now and asking.
Put your pants on and see if you can stop having sex for a minute.
That's that one out of sight.
Just really the fucking front desk.
You
talk to me like that.
He actually asked his wife if she masturbated loudly.
Here, one of you guys got to ask real quick before he comes down and we get blocked up.
All right, that's fine.
Dwight, see if we can at least get the wife.
Conference center, this is Crystal,
where
may I direct your call?
How you doing, Crystal? I was just on the phone with Steven Garrett and my cell phone cut out. I need to be reconnected.
One moment. The party you are trying to reach is unavailable. Please record a message.
He's like, I'm going to the front desk. Don't touch that fucking phone.
She's probably scared because you know he explained to her everything. He said there's loud sex coming from here, and I haven't had sex. You haven't had sex.
You've been fucking around.
What the fuck was that about? Crack of the door.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Do you want me to start?
Yeah, and then Nia should claim that she saw a guy doing that.
Hello. Thank you for calling the Bayside Resort, voted Cape Cod's best mid-Cape resort hotel.
You want to start this one, Dwight?
Extension or room number, please dial it now.
Cape Cod,
bring in as the security.
Dial 0 or stay on the line. We look forward to helping
the name.
That's going to be Bayside Resort. Can I help you?
How you doing? I need to be transferred to a room, please.
Okay, what's the room number?
Well, I don't have it. Can I give you the guest last name?
Sure, 1 second.
All right.
What's the last name?
Hall, H-A-L-L.
Oh, hey guys, what's up?
First name?
Richard. Tim.
Huh?
Richard.
No, for the hall room.
What's that?
The first name on call is Richard?
Yeah, Richard or Dick, either one.
I don't have a Richard or Dick.
Richard's staying there, so I need to speak to him. I don't know if they put under his wife's name or what, but he's in that room.
He said he doesn't have a dick. You have no dick, sir?
I have only one hall room, and I don't have the first thing just doesn't
yeah, matter. Just go ahead and transfer me.
That's okay. Her answer. Oh my god.
That was my bad.
It's all right. Go ahead. It's kind of funny, actually.
There's Jack.
I thought it was Neon. Hey. I thought it was Neon. I was like, Neon.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Ms. Hall?
Yes.
Go ahead, Baz.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. This is David Baz Noswell. Calling from the front desk. How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah, we seem to have a bit of a ruckus that occurred outside of your room. Well, in your room. Ma'am, we had a guest that was walking by, and they claimed that when they were passing by your room, they heard a male voice going, "Psst, hey, look over here." And they saw that the door was cracked, and they said that they saw an erect male penis sticking out through the door. Ma'am, this is unacceptable.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Yeah, don't make me repeat myself. Hello?
Hell yes.
Yes, ma'am, did you hear my message?
No, I need you to repeat that again.
Yeah, ma'am, I can't repeat that again. You heard what I said the first time.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, so I'm going to put Mr. McClanahan, are you around? Dwight?
This is... Hello?
Yes, I'm going to put my security supervisor on the phone. This is Mr. Cross.
Yes, ma'am, I don't know if you understood, but there was a report. Someone was walking by your room, and they heard someone go, "Psst, over here, look over here." And the door to your room was cracked, and they saw an erection, like an erect male penis through the crack, and then they saw you holding your breasts, looking out. I can't hear you. Hello?
Sound like she just shit herself.
Sound like her vibrator just went...
Oh, I was going to say, it sounds like she's rubbing the phone on herself or something.
She's like, oh, yeah. Someone saw it. Oh, yeah. That's what she's
this doing. Is the erection. Yeah.
Okay.
That was her erection going down.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That was kind of weird.
Ew. Yeah.
Thanks for the shout-out, Jazztown.
I sent you that.
I don't know. I kind of got thrown off there because usually they get really pissed at first, but... It was just like stunned silence from her.
Yeah. I really love that idea. It's just...
What?
You never know what's going to happen.
Could have said that she had ordered room service and that she... she tipped the guy by just getting naked in front of him real quick. Like the stupid fantasy about the pizza delivery guy. Hi, I need to speak with a guest there by the name of Benton.
What's the last name?
Benton, Benton.
I do not have a guest under that last name. Would it be a different one?
No, that's it. God damn it.
I'm sorry?
I said, no, that's it. God damn it. I didn't start her.
Okay, what's the first name of the guest?
Cat, or Catherine, one of the two.
Okay, I don't have that guest.
Well, you're fucking ignorant.
Excuse me?
I'll put someone else online, because you're really pissing me off.
Ain't that bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing now.
It's like, what do you do at that point? I just like to insult them.
Yeah.
Baz, did you copy? I shot you over that link you were asking for.
Ooh.
Oh, shoot, yeah. Ropes over there, son.
No, he was asking about the JDF call, so I sent it over to him. We talked to his dumb ass.
Losers.
You losers!
Sloth, it's lawsuit time.
Losers.
Threatening to sue us.
Go.
He stayed calm until that really end.
I think it was when Yuri challenged him to fucking fight and lost it.
Yeah. We're located across from the Hawaii Convention Center. Our new business hours are 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Thursday through Saturday.
Wait, this place says the name is Coconut Will. Are these just, what are these?
I'm assuming it's a restaurant.
Oh, there are restaurants. Willy. Okay, I thought this was the name of the hotel. That'd be a shitty hotel, Coconut Willies. All right, Coconut Info, apparently. Ooh. All right. You think these fucks are open?
My Willy in there.
How long ago did you guys start?
The mailbox belonging
about 20
to
minutes
80894.
Nope. Moving on. Fuk Yuan Seafood Restaurant in Honolulu.
I'm talking about
I only put it on there because of the name.
Hey, man, why not? Why not, right?
Yeah.
Playing some GTA 5.
Yeah. Still playing that, sir?
Yes. I can't wait till November. The one on the Xbox One will come out.
What are you playing it on, motherfucker?
A 360.
Your ass!
Yeah.
Are you playing Xbox Live?
Sorry.
Yes.
Oh, dude, I'm going to fucking play you. I stole my son's fucking Xbox.
Oh, hell yeah.
You're so cheap.
Just add me, Jack.
It's coming out on PC in November, too.
Oh, right on.
I'll get it on Steam Machine. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I just bought some stuff on Steam, right? That's why one of the reasons I was so slow in starting, I was on Steam buying.
Oh.
There's a Total War sale.
What'd you get?
Right now. Well, I'm a big fan of the Total War series, and there were a few of them, that few little DLC packs that I haven't gotten yet, and all of Total War is right now is 70% off all weekend, except for Rome 2. Wow.
Which I'm going to check that out.
Yeah. So now, as it stands, I have every single Total War product that's sold on there on Steam. I don't have the really old medieval or anything like that. Nerds. Okay. So, Fuk Yuan didn't answer. Denny's is here in Honolulu. One of yous can take that.
Fuk Yuan.
Oh, God, I'm starting to talk like I'm Pennsylvania, man.
Yeah, he said yous.
One of yous.
Yep. It's all downhill from there.
It is.
You're Dutch.
I'm drinking birch beer right now.
Do yous?
I'll talk to Denny's.
All right. Hang on to what?
My penis.
Oh. Is that your gamer tag? Hang on to my penis, 6969.
That says chatterbait.
Oh, yeah.
I don't do that shit. I don't do the Twitters. I don't do that bullshit.
You're out of the loop, man.
Chatterbait's a porno site. I know you do that shit.
Well, I know that because George and fucking Green Bee are always posting it in the IRC. Like, check this out.
Dude, seriously, wait a second. Last night, I totally went to the Chatterbait thing with, like, George and all the... Fuck, I've never had so much fucking fun in my entire life. The people were fucking nasty, all that shit.
Oh, I clicked one. I don't remember if it was George or Green Bee. And it was, like, this guy in, like, this... Like, it was, like, a sheen, like, fucking, like, bodysuit. And his his fucking dick tucked up to, like, his belly button. I was like, what the fuck, George?
Seriously, you can do like emoticons, but they're actually pictures. Oh fuck, there was one where this guy was trying to go at it, and dude, he only did it to himself. He only had one eye.
What?
Fucking George is going in there putting the pirates in there. That guy got so soft, so fast, it was hilarious.
Oh shit, George, that's
awesome. And he's like, send me tokens. Send me tokens. And the guy had zero tokens. He's just like, send me tokens, I'm disabled.
Oh my god.
He always tries to send you the tranny sites on there. It's hilarious.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I don't look at. Yeah, my IRC client previews them so I can kind of look at it in a very small little thumbnail, and I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna. Yeah.
Oh, so you saw meatspin.com coming a mile away?
Yeah.
So you know what's good and what's bad.
Yeah. What's up, Baz? You got to step out or something?
Yeah, it's just a shout out to Rob the Hyena. He's in the chat room right now. RTH.
Roth is here. Rob the Hyena. RTH.
Hi.
Yeah. You don't know who Rob the Hyena is, Jack?
I haven't been around that long, I don't think.
He used to do a show.
This PLA.
PLA. On the. Cacti Radio.
I've heard of RTH. That's the same dude.
He's hilarious.
He used to do a great show. He used to put a lot of work into it. Like, Jayad does more, but Jayad level.
Yeah, that's like, you can't get on Jayad level.
Jayad plants all week, man.
I still remember. The fucking one I remember the most is when we were trying to talk that one kid into doing Mexican ditch fighting. And he was at the party with his buddy, and we're like, dude, is there someone you would like to fight? And he's like, oh yeah, there's this motherfucker. And we're like, hand him the phone. And then, like, when he grabs the phone, just fucking punch him in the face.
Oh shit.
So he hands him the phone, just bow, the fucking phone goes dead. We're like, what the fuck? So we called back, and he's like, dude, I just fucking knocked him out. Like, oh shit. We like get the guy that he hit. He's like, Dakota just fucking knocked me out. He's like, oh, you know what the fuck is going on?
Oh, man. Who was Jayad hosting when we did the, there was that prank about the Columbine?
Oh, God.
The Columbine movie that we wanted to add sex scenes to.
Wasn't it like a black dude when we tried to get to do it too? We're like, yeah. It's like, oh, fuck yeah, you little bitch.
Thank you for calling Aloha Termite and Pest Control. Our office is now closed.
We were asking him to like get fucked and like just start making a bunch of noise.
Yes. Yeah, you remember you said you guys would have people in Detroit just screaming at the top of their lungs?
Oh, fucking Maurice, yeah.
In the middle of the night. Oh, shit.
He used to fucked up one, like, we'd call on his voicemail and be like, is this a so-and-so? Don't leave a fucking message. If you're my family, fuck off. It's like, Jesus Christ.
People, man, people. All right, here's the next one. We'll see what they answer. Damn it.
Aloha, Denny's
and Kaneohe,
may I help you?
Aloha.
Yeah, I need to make an order for the takeaway machines.
Oh, I died.
For the takeaway machines?
Yep, the takeaway machines.
What's that? Takeout?
Yeah, the takeout machines.
Okay, what you gonna have?
I want the moons over Miami.
Okay.
Let's see. You got any like specials tonight?
Bitch.
I'm sorry. You want hash browns with that? French fries?
Yeah. Oh no. I want French fries.
French fries. Okay.
Yeah.
And then sourdough bread, wheat bread, white bread.
Sourdough.
Okay.
Do you use like your own yeast with that to make the sourdough?
No.
You don't like. Reach between your legs and grab like your yeast infection and make some sourdough bread.
Bitch.
Okay. Bye.
I love you.
Bye.
Whore.
Wow. She was not happy with that toilet.
Can I call a Denny's?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes, you
I swear to fucking God, if I find another stink bug in my house, I'm probably gonna stab someone with some scissors.
Stink bug, motherfucker. Chinese
fucking
motherfucker.
Awesome that IHOP started serving waffles. They're getting a fucking head of the game. Waffle House are a bunch of motherfuckers saying, no, no pancakes, fuck you.
Waffle House.
IHOP
lots of bugs, huh? Lots of bugs, huh, Jack?
Oh my God, I don't know where they're coming from.
Oh, I hate those motherfuckers. They're all over
the place. I just looked down, one was hanging out of my laptop, took a pair of scissors, cut that motherfucker in half.
One was gone. It was pee-hole.
I was pissed.
No lie. That's no lie.
Oh, was that guy on the phone?
That was. I called back that Denny's and you were just going off.
I cut that motherfucker in half.
That's all I have an image of Jack just going like, bitch!
Scissors to it. Just holding him like hedge clippers, like the little pierces. Little
oh my God.
Here you go.
Get a machete.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Feed it to your dog.
They never answer.
Hello, Pet Vanilla Warehouse. How may I help you?
Hi there. I have a question about the adoption area.
Okay.
I'm looking for a cat. What types of cats do you have?
We don't have any cats right now, but we usually get our cats from the Oahu SPCA. So we don't have any cats right now.
Oh, fuck. Keep it down.
But we usually get our cats from the Oahu SPCA shelter. So you could check there. Because that's usually where we get our cats from.
Hey, do you take, donations?
What was that?
Do you take donations, like drop-off pets? No questions asked?
What was that?
I'm
sorry, I can't understand you. Hello?
Get the dick out of your ear.
It's working now. Yeah, it's working. I'm sorry.
Ma'am, you disappoint me.
What was that?
You disappoint me. I cannot believe that you're working at that place. I thought it was Petco.
This is the pet corner.
No, you're supposed to be working at Petco.
We just don't have any cats right now.
What?
We don't have any pets right now? We don't have any cats right now. We have dogs and things.
Do you take stink bugs? Because I got a fuck ton of them.
Wait, I don't know what this person is talking about. Hello?
There better not be any on my bed, I swear to God.
I'm sorry?
Oh, no, I'm just talking. Go ahead. Here's my wife. Sorry, the fucking cat's in the way.
Oh, no, no,
no. Oh, yeah, we know we're going to need a new cat. Shoot.
Right. Ma'am?
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, yes.
Hi. We'd like to get a cat, please. As you can see, I'm 15.
You're looking for a cat?
My voice just cracked, and I'm going through puberty, but yeah, we're going to need another cat.
Another cat to feed, another mouth to feed.
Oh, okay. You don't have any cats right now, though.
I need another cat. My snake is hungry as a motherfucker.
Ma'am, who's that on the phone?
Ma'am, don't threaten me like that.
Ma'am, you sound like a guy now.
This woman's a fucking idiot.
She's so stupid. Hang up the fucking phone, huh?
You just stand there going, what? Happening?
No, you hang it up. You hang it up.
You hang it up.
You hang it up. All right, I'll hang it up.
Are they seriously still on?
Yeah.
Ma'am, this isn't a real call, okay?
I'll hang it up.
Now that Jack's talking.
Sorry it was so loud when it first came on. I didn't realize. The funny is, I lost my shit twice with that meowing.
That was awesome.
The first time when it was just Neon talking because it just sounded like Crazy Cat Lady. And then the second time when Jag sounded like he killed a cat. Because you said, like, I got to get out these fucking cats right my way. And the cat goes, meow. He sounded like he kicked it or something. Like you squoze his head or something.
He cut it with scissors.
Yeah.
I picked it up with scissors and cut it in half.
I can't believe you picked it up. What the hell?
No, I picked it up with the scissors and held it over the toilet and like, you son of a bitch. And then I
snipped
it.
Oh my god.
Dude, that's how serial killers start, dude. Are you sure you're alright, man?
I'm not okay because these stink bugs are turning me into a serial killer.
Stink bugs. Yeah, fuck those things, man.
I know, man.
Gross.
I held a match up to one once and it shot its stink out and it lit on fire.
Oh,
it does that,
awesome.
Yeah. You can hold one up to its butt, and if it sprays, it'll actually light on fire and go.
That's
and
awesome.
It burned its ass. I felt bad because it burned its butt.
I know how I'm spending my afternoon tomorrow.
Yeah. Seriously, yeah. Get yourself a lighter, like one of those. I use one of those long barbecue ones, but it sucked because it still stunk. You know what I mean? Like I was like, oh fuck.
I mean,
but
he
it was cool.
Sprayed when I cut him in half. So.
Yeah.
Well, it's like when you light a fart, it smells still.
Yeah. True, the gasoline or whatever.
Yeah.
That's not.
Jack, I have you to blame. Everywhere I go, I like something nice.
I heard you last night. Oh, that's
so
like,
no,
like, hey, I should start saying that.
Seriously.
Oh, the new one is sick. Or Game Theory.
Game Theory.
Yeah.
All right.
I've been saying sick.
I seriously walked around like, nice!
Nice!
But people think I'm being sarcastic, and I mean it. I'm like, that's nice!
I am sarcastic.
Aloha, and thank you for calling Coco Jira Hawaii and Microbubble.
Okay, I don't think
this is walking.
Yes, it is. Lucky seven. Lucky seven.
Driving.
Or is this walking?
They actually used to have those here. Hello? In Michigan. Or something. You could drive in, fuck, tell them what you want, they go get your liquor.
24 hours, you say?
Can I go in if I'm handicapped?
Of course.
Oh, ADA,
of course.
Yeah.
They let Dwight in, didn't you hear?
Well, I'll throw him a wheelchair. Dude, those fucking Waffle Houses treat me like shit when I talk like that. I ask them if their shit's wheelchair accessible, and they're fucking like, oh, I can't understand this motherfucker. They hang up on me.
Yeah, they're so mean at Waffle House. I mean, because it's straight up like one of the places you go, you can get a job if you're getting, if you have like a felony on your record.
Then I had Paz call back because, like, did you? I was like, oh, she told me she's gonna pop me out of my wheelchair. And, ma'am, did you see that? I did not see that.
Gourmet Liquors. Busy once already. Ringing now.
What is it, 5 hours?
Liquor on a night like tonight should be
was
open.
Was it 8 o'clock on a Friday?
Yeah, the liquor store should be open on a Friday night. At this time.
I like how that lady, I think it was Train, was calling. You're calling me at 10 o'clock, almost 10 o'clock on a Friday. It's like, okay, and you.
Yeah.
What?
Like, seriously? Yeah. Denny's? LBC? No. Linwood, my bad. Linwood, where's Linwood? North, south, or
it should be towards Compton. That's what I was searching.
Oh.
I was trying to get some
room. Thank you for calling Denny's. This is Letty. How may I help you?
Yeah, how you doing? Like, I'm in the bathroom, and you guys are out of toilet paper.
Oh, you're in the restaurant? Oh, okay, see. Let me tell
you. Yeah, but there's no toilet paper, but, like, I've been in here for 20 minutes. And, like, I think my food's getting cold. Can you bring my food in here for me? I'll just eat in here.
Okay.
Like, just bring my food in and, like, just slide it under the stall prison style, and I'll just eat in here. Is a man gonna bring it? Oh, fuck. Is a man gonna bring it, or are you gonna bring it, sweetie? Oh, god damn.
I gave you echo. I don't know if you knew where I gave you.
Yeah, I could hear it.
Okay, good.
That and the pissing and shitting.
Yeah. Yeah. You should have told me ahead of time. I would have had it ready. Just say, I'm going to be in the bathroom.
Call her back and white devil that shit. I'm going to go, oh!
You want to white devil her? Let me switch to setting 14.
Alright. White devil.
White devil. Everything is. The white devil. It is my name. Get me sick.
Thank you, my name is Mike.
Oh, ma'am, I'm in the restroom and I just took a shit and it hurt my vocal cords, so now I sound like this. I need you to bring me toilet paper and my food into the men's stall.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm in the bathroom. I need you to bring me the toilet paper and my food. I had a huge bowel movement, now my voice sounds like this.
Did it? It didn't change.
Yeah,
yeah. Because if you heard it, you all you'd hear is feedback. It'd be really bad.
I'd be tripping out. Yeah.
There it goes.
You said so hard you messed up your vocal cords. It makes sense.
How did you?
It's funny when he's over here. I have my son sleep in the other room there, and it has its own bathroom. Oh, yeah. So, like, just to fuck with him, he'll be in there playing video games. I'm like, well, I'm going to go in that bathroom, take a dump instead of using the main one, and I'll be in there. He'll be playing video games. He'll have his headphone and shit on. I'm yelling, come out, you evil demon! Shut up, Dad!
You're a great dad.
My dad would I'm going to name this one Kane. He's like, you hear my dad?
Stupid. He's my hero.
Good morning, this is Denny from Wilmington Perry. Speaking of my help you.
Hey, boy, how you doing?
How you doing?
All right, I'm going to put Neon on the line. She has to make a special order.
What?
Neon.
All right. Do you guys have waffles?
Yes, we do, but we're closed.
Why are you answering the phone then? What you doing there, son?
Because
I'm still here and I gotta answer the phone.
You're not here to answer the phone. You answered the phone for me.
Huh?
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 You better watch it, sucker, and I'm serious.
Is this Tyrone? Was that Tyrone Shoelace?
3/4 of that was racist.
Tyrone Shoelace. Was his name Tyrone?
He's in the robbing the place. This hey,
he's in there robbing the place. Yeah, let me call back and ask
him. I've never got that why people answer the phone after you're closed.
Right.
Hello, no, I didn't rob the
place. Maybe their bosses call to make sure that they're actually there.
Yeah.
If the truck comes in at the warehouse and we're closed, I gotta tell them to fuck off.
The guy from the work release house calls to make sure. Tyrone, you there? Motherfucker, you better be there.
I thought that was him for a second.
I know, I did too. That's why I stopped the music. Right, he ain't gonna
now he's sitting there going, that bitch had a good point. Well, fuck him, I answer the phone.
No, fuck the phone. I will get paid to answer the phone. Play that funky plastic phone. Yeah. I was for sure thought he was going to get pissed at me calling him boy. He did not.
Oh, it's like those fuckers from last week. The one from zero to fuck you in about 3 seconds.
You man me a boy. Man me a boy.
Fucking mean boy.
Thanks for calling. This is Danny speaking. How can I provide you with an excellent service?
Hey, quit yelling.
Huh?
Quit yelling. Can you quit yelling on the phone for a second?
Excuse me?
Can you quit yelling in the phone for a second? I'm trying to talk to you.
Excuse me? Hello?
You heard him,
you heard me.
Okay, I can hear you, but I can't understand what you're saying.
Please. I'm trying to talk to you.
Uh-huh, well, how can I help you?
I just want to make an order.
Okay, what can I get for you?
You guys have waffles?
We do.
Alright. Fuck you.
Okay.
Put the waffle up your ass, motherfucker.
Please.
Okay, Steve. That was your first prank call.
You hang up the fucking phone, Arby.
Yeah.
Yay, everybody clap. Yay.
Hey, Arby.
Yay.
Hey, Brad.
Yay.
Hey, Brad. It's me. I'm on the air.
Hey, Carlito. Oh, my God. You're like one of us now, Carlito.
Yeah.
Someday you're going to reach Neon status.
Yeah. I'll have money. Denny's.
Messed up, Brad. That's messed up.
You'll have money and Denny's.
Messed up, Brad.
I'd rather have Waffle
House.
I'd rather have Waffle House than Denny's.
What do you want? You want why? You want LA? You want down south where they're fucking retarded?
What the hell? I gave you a freaking number to Long Beach Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Man, that's just easy.
I'm getting there.
That's, he hasn't got there yet.
That's for white people only.
I'm getting there.
Oh my God, I've totally been to one. No, they're not. No,
I was saying that I would rather eat a waffle pie. I would rather eat a Waffle House than Denny's is what I was telling him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Do you have labia?
Wah. I don't.
Are you sure? Okay.
Just gonna go check.
There you go.
I think he did.
So, yeah, I'm gonna look.
No, I'm talking to Brad.
Oh, yes, I do.
All right.
How'd you know?
With the tractor.
I just was wondering.
Same place.
Thank you for calling. My name is Ruby. What is
the labia?
Hey, puta.
Hey, is your facility Segway accessible?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm one of those douchebags who ride around on one of those. Is it accessible to Segways? Yes or no? Question mark. Whore, are you there?
Question mark.
Hello?
Nice assist.
Exclamation point.
God, this girl's a fucking slut. She sleeps with all the waffles.
Wait.
Upside down and right side up, exclamation mark.
Wait. Hold on.
Is this the blue waffle?
Hold on.
Ew, well, that's kind of gross.
Alright, I guess we'll hang up, right? Because there you go. Alright. Finally.
Oh my god, I didn't know that lady was still there.
I can't believe she didn't answer my question.
Seriously.
She didn't have enough ink to do the exclamation.
I trapped a guy. I'm driving a backhoe. There's this guy inside of the thing, and I'm lifting him up. Seriously. And by lifting him up, I mean his penis.
You must have the mods installed.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, yeah.
What is the order?
This is amazing. Yes. Hello, ma'am.
Hey.
Hello?
Hi. We just all called to say hi.
Hi, we want to make an order.
Order?
Okay.
Yeah, we all want eggs.
And we're going to go around in a circle, and we're going to each tell you how we want our individual eggs cooked. So how many orders are there? Six, right? Five?
Six. Let's go fast.
Okay. Seven.
Tell us when you're ready, ma'am.
I'm ready. I'm just waiting on you guys.
That's hot.
What attitude?
All right, let's start. Arby, you go first.
No, Carlito, I insist. You first.
Okay, I would like two poached eggs.
That's a good choice.
Thank you. I will have poached eggs. Okay, thank you.
I will have egg with fetus in it.
No, shut up. Jack's going. Go.
Yeah. Egg with fetus in it, because you get the protein. Is that possible?
I'm sorry?
I just picked up three motherfuckers at once. Go ahead, Neon. It's your turn.
I'd like two scrambled eggs, and you better ditch that fucking attitude.
I'm sorry?
Good one.
Oh, is it my turn?
I'd like two scrambled eggs, honey. It's not that hard, okay?
Oh, God. Okay.
Stupid.
I want two sunny side up eggs, like extra runny, and I want you to put them between your ass cheeks so I can just eat the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
I want two with heat.
Did you drop the phone or what?
We almost got to the section.
Her jaw hit the floor. I think that's what it was.
That's all it was the sound of her jaw hitting the floor.
Oh my god, I'm sorry. This is just ecstatic. I'll stop talking about it, but I'm just in awe that this is happening.
How many did you pick up?
Like, I'm in a fucking, I don't know what they're called, like backhoe, you know, the things that lifts dirt up?
Yeah.
And I'm driving one of those, I found it in Grand Theft Auto. I scooped up three motherfuckers that were just hanging in the park, and I'm making them bounce up and down inside of it.
That's awesome!
It's so fun.
Are these other players, or...
Are you talking about NPCs or real people?
Yeah.
NPCs.
No.
Oh, okay.
It would have been better with real people, but I don't know.
You're
going to
be fucked when I add you, because I got a tank and I'm going to blow your fucking ass up.
Oh yeah, you made your son get you a tank because he blew up your car or something, right?
He fucking sold your fucking did something with my truck.
Have any of you tried the rape mods or whatever that you can rape somebody?
Is there such a thing?
That's sick, man. That's sick.
I prefer the real life.
Oh.
The real life rape mod.
Does it take you back the way?
It does. To my prison days.
Oh, I thought before that, early childhood.
He doesn't like to talk about
it. Yeah. Shit.
You better watch yourself, Neon. I'll fucking Ray Rice you.
What? I thought you liked being closest to the bar.
You're a drunk. That's a dead. Look, I need to find something to call. The university is going to be closed. I was really wanting to call Philippines more, but Baz, are you still here?
No?
He's doing laundry. No.
I chased him off.
Good.
Thanks, Brad.
He doesn't like me.
Thanks, Brad.
You're welcome,
Brad,
everyone.
Brad, do a show this weekend.
Thanks.
Okay.
One of them Saturday shows you like to do sometime.
I'll do a Saturday morning show.
Okay. No, seriously.
Those stubborn ass motherfuckers. Anyone from Ohio is stubborn. Mm-hmm. Right. Hey.
Thank you for calling Dennis and Carson. How can I help you?
Holla!
Yeah.
Yes?
I just wanted to call and ask, what the fuck is your problem?
Today.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I came in earlier and I got, like, a carryout, and all I got was, like, two eggs and some toast. And when I got the container home, I opened it up, and somebody who thought they were a jokester went and wrote in a black Sharpie on the inside of my container, "Fuck you."
What did they do inside your container?
They took a Sharpie and they wrote "fuck you" like real black and bold inside of my container.
Containers are black.
Yeah,
that's racist.
That's what I'm saying. They did it really good. They said "fuck you," and somebody thinks they're a comedian.
They did shadow lettering and everything.
Okay, if this is a joke, it's gone
it's,
a little far.
It's not a joke. That's real, why I'm calling you.
Come on in, and we'll do something about it.
I need to speak to the head motherfucker.
Why are you trying to get all mi vida loca up in it, huh?
I'm calling back, because that attitude's got to get out of
it. I'm gonna pass it over to my lord Satan to take care of it.
So I summoned Satan to attract the girl, you said? Dwight, in one of my recent calls with you, you said I was summoning Satan to attract a woman? Is that what it was?
What was it?
I think that's what it was.
It might be.
Yeah, I was calling on Satan to attract women.
Arabia.
Hello. They're not going to answer. Maybe our kind of is.
Hey, you were summoning. I think it was in. I think it was Tuesday or something, and you were summoning Satan to take care of something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he sounded like a bullfrog.
All right, different Denny's. There's no Denny's or IHOPs around here where I live, man, because there's too many good mom and pop places. They've never really permeated here.
Oh, there's like no Waffle Houses around here.
There's one Waffle House. It's so bad, though.
Their Buckeye Waffle is like to die for.
Well.
Ma'am?
I don't know what that was.
Nobody said hello, so I don't know why I assumed it was like...
You never
That's pretty racist of me.
Pretty racist?
Racist, yes.
Against the female race.
Game theory.
Nice!
Can we get a Denny's to throw all their meat in the dumpster?
Yes!
Yeah!
Hello?
Hello? Hello, ma'am?
Hello?
I'm just over-enthusiastic about these fucking eggs that I want to order. Also, we're calling from the corporate office. You have to throw all your meat away. Including the one in your pants.
Do it as comically as possible.
As horse.
Yes, and record it.
This preferably is on the, tiptoeing.
This is on the account because we caught you
Scooby-Doo tiptoeing.
We caught you on security masturbating with a sausage.
What the fuck is that is shit? That?
I have no idea what's going on now.
DJH Computers.
Jasmine, can I help you?
Yes,
I have a complaint.
Sorry?
Oh, sorry.
Hi.
Yeah, I was just in the bathroom, and somebody took a shit on one of your guys' plates and put it on the toilet seat.
And it was me.
Right now. Thank you.
It was me.
No, it was me.
I did it.
It wasn't me.
We all did it. We put it together and put it on a plate. We shit together.
You,
we all shit at the same time.
And we're like, Dark Lord, come to us. We give you this bountiful harvest.
And we push it out of our asshole.
Yeah, together on the same plate, but nothing happened.
That's some Children of the Corn shit.
Satan was supposed to come out of the toilet.
And it all mixed, kind of like the swirl ice cream.
They crossed the streams, madam. They crossed the streams.
Crossed the dressing.
It was like...
George, clean that up for us?
She hung up.
I was going to say, George put the toppings on.
Jag, this is my friend AMD. He's been a longtime friend of mine.
Hey, AMD.
Help me out with shows.
My computer.
Back to the beginning, yeah.
That motherfucker.
I hate you already, AMD.
Yeah, we got the we got a bad impression of you right now because I thought this was a Hacksaw.
Prove us wrong, motherfucker.
I thought my DIJ computer was about to get hacked.
Excuse me.
And you're not even saying anything, so that hurts my feelings.
No, I think it's a bot. I think it's a bot.
turn your phone the right way.
Turn your phone the right way. No, you hang up.
All right. Well,
are these like all the same types for your friends, Carlito? They can't talk or what?
Like the dead?
Huh?
Like the dead can't talk? You're saying?
No, I said like seems like all your friends don't like to talk or don't talk.
Ooh. Or say fuck you to us.
Who's my friend that's not talking?
DJ your friend's computer. Here.
Okay.
And you know some other people.
Some other people? Yeah, I know all those people. Right. Yeah.
You know what we mean people. By other people.
Yeah.
Did someone just walk in the door and spook you?
Sounded like you got poked in the asshole.
Yeah.
I see you, dude!
Good evening, thank you for calling General Atlantic. I can help you.
What are you so happy about, good. Motherfucker?
Hello?
Yeah, what are you so happy about, motherfucker?
Who is this?
Oh, this is Eddie. Is your name Boy?
No, your name is Boy.
No, I'm Eddie, stupid.
That's Eddie Tyler. Murphy, Eddie, son. Who? Eddie Murphy.
You sure ain't funny.
Yeah, we
are. Is this Tyrone Shoelaces?
We're all high, so it's extremely funny, sir.
That was racist.
There he goes. I'll call him back.
I'm not there yet.
Other people, Brad. Other people.
What's so funny about other people?
I don't know. She's just racist, is all.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Are there any? Anybody who's not one of you people over there?
Are there what?
Anybody we can talk to who's not one of you people?
Your mama's right here.
Oh, good, because she's not dirty people like you, right?
Well, she's a dirty bitch.
Ooh!
You motherfucker.
They got back.
Delicious.
Damn. Snake bit.
I didn't know he was still on.
I mean,
I called him.
Are you paying
attention?
I didn't even
attention?
Know there was anybody on.
Oh, shit.
There's other people.
Jack, yeah, you're missing a good show here. You're not paying attention.
I'm paying attention hard.
Hard.
I'm focusing on this shit.
Shit, I just thought I saw someone run through my living room. Oh my god.
It was probably an isosceles triangle.
Isosceles triangle?
It probably was.
An is-is triangle?
Yeah.
Alright, continuing on with our list of Denny's. Brad, yes. Do a call. Don't be shy. It's okay, buddy. You want to do a call? Hey, guys.
As long as I can do hood rat shit.
Sure, okay, whatever you
do
want.
Do it!
Man. Look, the way I see it now, if people want to do hood rat shit, as long as they understand it's on them if they get in trouble and don't embroil us in it, and we're not gonna don't expect us to come.
Oh god, where's the waiver to sign?
Shut up. Alright, fine. Bye. Say goodbye to Neon, everybody. Good night.
Bye,
bye,
Neon.
Thank god. Please. Finally got rid of her.
She can smell her labia through the phone.
I'm gonna block her.
I can smell her labia. I can smell your cunt, Clarice.
Wait, what did I just get myself? What is this shit?
She's
not answering. She gone.
That was fucking funny. Let me talk to the bitch.
Yeah. Let me talk to the bitch.
Goddamn, partner. You hanging out with fat bitches?
This is a waste of my time. This is a waste of my time.
Please!
What you want? Oh, that cocksucker.
AMD, you hear? Shit. Say something, AMD, you motherfucker. My friends are making fun of me because you're supposed to be my friend. You're not saying anything.
I just heard him talking this whole time. He just wonders why we're ignoring him.
Yeah. All right, great. I love the part of the show where the phone rings.
I like the part of the show where it's lawsuit time.
So what's up with Matt? He really fucked up his foot, and then I haven't really seen him post much on Facebook since then. Does anyone know if he's okay?
He's back home. He posted a bunch today.
He's back home.
His mom made him a sandwich.
Oh, okay. I don't know if he's back home yet.
Did he come back earlier? Or?
No.
I thought he was going to be gone for longer. 10 days. It was 10 days or something.
I know exactly what he did, and I almost did that before. It sucks.
Broke his...
Is it a secret?
It's a secret. There's like these lips on these damn hotels when you come inside, and you don't know it, and you just kill your toe. It's like, God, motherfucker.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
and slam your toe onto that little lip, and it hurts like a bitch and breaks toes.
Oh,
I thought I smelled something again. Hey, that Neon.
Hi, Neon.
Hi, Neon.
She said, fuck you, sluts.
Yeah.
And she gone.
No, I'm here.
Oh, good.
She's gonna be the new to dead.
Fuck you guys. Fuck all you bitches.
Carlito, you bitch.
Well, can I still get refunds through the PLA site?
Hello?
Probably.
Is that Denny's? Hello?
Hello?
Is that Denny's?
How you money make?
Like a some boutique.
Hello.
Hello?
Bitch, is that Denny's?
Hello, ma'am.
Yeah, I heard the bitch. I heard the bitch.
Don't try to be nice now, right?
That was a good call, Brad.
Thanks.
Oh, it's supposed to be Brad's call.
I think it was classic. Well, now it's someone else's turn, because I had mine.
No!
Yeah, you're right, Mr. Clay. Mr. Clay, I don't know how to say that.
Hello, thank you for calling Denny's and Bellflower.
Hi, my name's Little Game Boy. What's up? I have a stoma. Can you understand me? I'm in a wheelchair with a stoma.
Oh, God.
Does that hurt?
Oh, my God.
I don't even know where that came from. I just kind of blurted that out.
That was awesome.
Hello!
They don't like people with medical conditions at that place.
Those other people.
Here's Neon's number for the Long Beach Roscoe Chickens and Waffles. Yeah. I've talked to them.
Yeah, I'll take some. Master Chief numbers. Yeah. Master Chef, sorry.
That was my number, I think.
That's
Master
what I said, Chief. Neon's number.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, what'd you hear?
Chatterbait in the chat room again.
There's Chatterbait going on again?
High dust burn in it.
It says one horny Nancy. That can't be that bad, right?
Yeah, click on it.
Oh, I clicked on it. It's fucking Gary Brodsky's wife.
Oh. That poor gentleman. That poor alpha. Casual cunt.
See you next Tuesday, JAG TV. Do you get that? Do you get it?
I have no idea. I just LOL'd.
Dude, JAG. See?
It was like, just a polite laugh.
Wait, hold on. Like,
yeah, I didn't know.
No, JAG, seriously. Seriously, dude.
It's cunt.
See? Yeah, it spells out cunt.
Oh, well, you think I'm that smart? I didn't go to college and I work in a warehouse.
He doesn't know about cunt.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, he's just making us call all his ex-girlfriends because they're really those that you stalked.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Oh, JAG, really? It's like that, man?
You got me.
Swimming pool. Swimming pool's not going to be open. Come on, Dwight. What are you, you're killing
it's
me.
Okay. Come on. You might still be
open. No.
4-7
No swimming. Way.
There's the clit.
Well, self-defense institute headquarters, maybe. Doubt it, but maybe.
Well, then skip my swimming pools and go down to the karate shit.
I'm getting there. First karate shit here.
Grandmaster Stevens and Sensei.
Oh, man.
Remember after that shit?
Huh?
Just give me a pity laugh.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, is this the Self-Defense Institute machine?
What is that again?
Is this the Self-Defense Institute machine?
Yes, it is.
All right, what's going on? How's the heat today?
Your business is?
My business is I need to be trained in the art of breaking karate chopping desks in half. I will pay money.
I want you to pay.
You're a fucking asshole.
What? Was that again?
I said you're an asshole.
Am I an asshole?
No, are you a master? A master? Or is it sensei?
You talking about Kaji Kimbo?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm the founder's son.
Okay. Well, I want to be trained. I want to be trained to go up to my boss and karate chop like his desk and his door, wood door, and break it. That's all I want to learn. I don't want to learn any defensive moves. I just want to learn how to break boards and stuff like that.
So you get the wrong school.
Then what do you do exactly?
We teach self-defense.
How long does it take to break boards?
And next.
You're talking to the wrong person about breaking boards.
Can I break a neck? Stupid. When do you just get like a really bad hiss? I think it's just Dwight.
I hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, it just left right now.
I was just living with it.
It's going to ruin this on the showreel.
Please leave your message for...
Damn it.
We lost him. Sorry. I killed it. That was a horrible job on my part. Hawaii Martial Arts Academy, also known as...
I'll take the assist for that one.
All right, no problem. All right, we'll blame it on you. The HMAA. Does someone want to talk to Karate Guy?
I'll try it.
Damn.
It's going to fuck you up.
I bet I can kick his ass. Fucking third degree black belt over here.
Lick his ass.
Lick his ass.
Tell him you're gonna lick his ass. Where'd Brad go?
He gone.
Oh, he's probably left because I'm back.
Right.
Oh my god, that's creepy. I can't believe you guys haven't been on together.
Hello?
We have.
Hi. Hi,
Kat. You there, sweetie?
What are you doing?
Yeah!
YMCA in Honolulu. YMCA, guys.
Can I shit in their shower?
Sure, man. Yeah. I know that.
Baz is actually already.
I knew it.
Alright.
Hey, this is Brad.
It's Arby.
Hey.
Yay. Hey.
What's Yay. Good morning, YMCA? How may I help you?
Hey, yeah. Hello? Sensei?
This is New Warner YMCA.
I didn't understand that language. I speak the language of English. What did you say? I'm sorry?
This is the New Uwanu YMCA.
Oh, fuck yeah. What do you guys offer here for adult youth kind of thing?
Adult membership?
Adult and child.
So we have like a single parent and family plan.
Uh-huh.
It starts at $70 a month.
Oh, I work Jesus at a warehouse. Christ. I can't afford that. You guys got anything else?
Yeah, we have
listen,
this
my
program
buddy
called
here,
Membership for All.
He works in a warehouse, but he would totally blow you to offset the charges.
I probably would.
That's how he got his wheelchair.
He gives a mean Hummer.
Oh, yeah. We're at the payphone, by the way, trying to call home, but all of my change was spent on you. So.
Okay.
Listen, yeah. he'll come down there with a sack of cheeseburgers from either White Castle or McDonald's.
Oh, I want one.
He'll sit it on your desk. And he'll talk.
Well,
call him back.
Good evening, YMCA.
Hey.
This is Hazel.
We got disconnected. I was asking him about the plan for adult youth. He said he would offer
$25
a month.
Okay, you were talking to a gentleman? Hold on.
No, I was not.
Yeah, he was an asshole.
I wouldn't say gentleman.
He was a piece of shit.
Yes.
malaise. Can you fuck up with all the highs in the chat room? You're making my orgasms bleed. Wait, hold on, what? My organs, not orgasms.
Oh my god, I was just imagining that. Why are there so many highs in the chat room? My god.
Hello?
No.
What the hell?
Shit, damn it. I didn't start it. Any
other no, he,
no, it
he
was him. He said he didn't want to talk. Well, fuck it. We're going to get her again.
Good evening, you want to say this, Matthew, how may I help you?
Fuck you. Put the bitch
hello?
On.
Hi.
Hi.
How can I?
Hi.
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 Yeah.
Hi.
I was just down in the shower.
Down syndrome.
Hi. I'm sorry?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I took a shit in your shower. Nice match.
The jork.
Drain.
What color was it?
Hi. Oh my god.
Oh boy.
Oh, I'm lost. Without a cause.
New 101MC, this is Paula, how can I help you?
Your voice is so nasally.
Ma'am.
You ever tried the neti pots, ma'am? They work wonders.
I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Bob.
Clear you right out. Prescription Nasonex is really good, too.
We're going to mail you some, ma'am.
So if you call again, I will call the police.
No,
I can send you some samples.
We just want
samples. Samples.
Samples.
Little Bobby.
Samples.
Little Bobby.
She said to call right back.
Oh, shit.
She did say call back in that.
Yeah. Little Bobby.
Yes, those two words were together.
Yeah, they were.
Actually,
you do realize I have your phone number now.
No, you don't.
And I will report it to the police now.
No,
thank you.
I'm using a
phone. Okay, you don't have it.
It's your phone number.
Did you hear how hard she tried not to talk nasally?
Yeah. She was enunciating whatever.
I know this lady.
Blowing her nose.
No, this lady fucked everybody at the YMCA. She fucked the bums.
Oh, that one.
Oh, that's hot. She makes videos of it.
What color?
Thank you for calling the Kansas City YMCA. Office hours.
Yeah, it doesn't sound true.
I'm surprised they didn't answer the phone because they're closed.
Hey, Carlito, right. What'd you think of that penis prank that you played at the end of the show the other day?
I liked it. Awesome. I thought it was pretty good. Yeah, I did.
How did you do that with, like, just that little keystroke?
Because I'm Jesus!
Hey, Sherilyn speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, sexy, how you doing? Hello?
How may I help you?
So you're doing good then?
I'm doing just fine.
Oh, so you agree that you are sexy. I understand. I found that guy. She says she's sexy. Go ahead.
Bite his head off, lady.
Is that a threat?
My god.
Damn.
You fell on a dumbbell and it's stuck in your asshole.
She's more of a beautiful type, not a sexy type. Yes.
Thank you for calling Central YMCA. This is Amelia. How may I help you?
Hi, sexy.
You're welcome.
Hey, big Amelia. How are you doing?
Fine. How can I help you?
Yes, we're... excuse me, I've got some of my associates on the line here.
Mm.
And we're inquiring about the machines.
Oh, yeah.
The machines? What kind of machines are you inquiring about?
You know, the exercising machines.
Okay, the exercise machines.
Yes.
Well, we have
all of them.
Yes,
all of the machines
now. There's been a recall on all of them.
Total recall.
Every single one of them.
Okay. So there's a total recall on all of our machines. You're coming to collect our machines?
No, that's bullshit. Listen, what's your name again, sweetie?
What's the language?
Sweetie, what's your name?
Excuse me. I do not like you swearing at me.
I'm sorry,
what
ma'am. What's your name?
What is the situation?
Ma'am, what is your name?
Okay, honey, just calm down.
No, don't call
her
honey.
We're cruising for sex.
Settle down, sweet tits.
Lady.
I got a plan laid out for her.
Holy shit.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the YMCA Central Branch. My name is Diana.
Labia.
How can I help you?
Hi, Diana. I was inquiring about your exercise facilities.
Majora.
I'm so sorry. Inquiring about what facility?
The exercise equipment that you have.
Labia.
I'm sorry. What did you need to know?
About the exercise equipment. How fast can we turn the treadmill on while you run naked and I try to motorboat your vagina?
Do you have a labia machine?
Fuck yeah.
Holy shit, that was gross.
Baz was funny. Was that Baz going fuck yeah?
I'm so turned on right now.
Oh yeah. That's
how I imagine how Baz has sex.
Sick.
Something theory.
Hello?
Game theory.
What's up?
This is YMCA?
Bonjour.
I don't speak that language.
Bonjour, comment allez-vous?
Parlez-vous français?
Je suis el presidente de Burundi.
Labia?
Quoi?
Bomb theory. Oh, wait, shit.
Une question.
I didn't say that. I didn't mean that. I said John.
The chat.
I just realized that wasn't good. John, I said.
The chat? Le chat.
Yeah, it's okay. He doesn't speak English anyway, yeah. So I technically didn't break the rules.
Well, Neon, I didn't know you spoke French.
I don't.
Okay. You did pretty good there.
Those are like the only phrases that I know.
I know wee-wee. It means hi or something like that.
Yes, yes.
I just remember that one Napoleon hotel call where, Carlito, you were talking to that lady and she was getting all kind of riled up and Milkman told you to say Lachette.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Arby, guess what?
What?
You're such a disease.
Ah. That hurt. Look what you did, you little jerk.
You're what the French call les incompétents.
References I don't understand.
Home Alone, fool! Home Alone!
Yeah. Oh, really?
Fuck those
people. Fuck all his family.
Fuck all his family. They were such assholes to him, man. That whole night before, they were like,
look what you did, you little jerk.
They were assholes to everyone.
Yeah.
They're like stealing shit from the plane. They'd like. Yeah. Shoved some lady away from the payphone, remember?
Hello, and thank you for calling the Klee Wine Machine.
Little dicks.
If you know the 3-digit extension of the person you would like to reach,
fucking white people.
Now. For the main directory,
and their money.
Press 1.
You goofy cunts.
For the child department, press 2. For the teen leadership department, press 3.
Oh, fuck.
For teen government leadership department, press
3. Team government?
Somebody said keep the change in leadership.
Team government.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Derek the Ferret for the win.
Aloha, and thank you for calling.
Oh, fuck it. Fuck that YMCA right there, because it's fucking stupid.
Stupid bitch.
Here's stupid one on Nimitz Highway, named after a murderer named Chester
Nimitz. YMCA is for squares.
Chester Nimitz
was a
murderer.
I just pushed all the urine right out of my urethra.
We heard it.
That's racist.
Thank you for calling the Windward YMCA. We are located at 1200.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
True.
Waffle House. We're up to the Waffle House, Ken. Waffle House.
There you go.
It's time for some food.
Some food, fun, and laughs.
Yes.
Should do the wheelchair, Ken. It's been a long time.
I love that. Mongoloid.
The fuck you, wheelchair specimen.
Are you wheelchair accessible?
Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Damn it. Hi,
speak up, goofy cunt.
Aspenwall, say it.
Are you wheelchair accessible?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is all. Bye.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank the man.
Thank you, motherfucker.
Bye.
Fucking asshole. We're coming
Bye.
In. We're coming in drunk and we're gonna drink there and everything.
I'm gonna run you over. Hey, you guys!
We're gonna create a ruckus.
Okay.
Sir?
Just you wait.
Someone's gonna shit in your bathroom.
You can't.
You're gonna find it.
It's gonna be a huge commotion.
On the commode.
Sure.
Alright, I'm hanging up.
Bye.
Say goodbye.
The assist.
The information.
It's almost last chance to say
something. What the hell?
What a goofball.
All right, fine.
Hey, stupid. Hey, stupid.
What? Oh, we're talking to him.
Lulo?
Sounds like a drive-thru.
Sounds like a Waffle House.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like the wife just got like four other gentlemen.
My ass was waiting!
Nope.
Waffle House.
Yeah, I was about to hang up. It took so long.
Well, excuse me. We're kind of busy.
With what? Wait. What are you busy with?
That's
fucking
attitude.
Oh,
shit.
Who are you busy with?
That's not going to stand.
Excuse me.
I think you found out.
I had my finger on the hang-up button, right, and I was saying hanging up.
Brad didn't get his own reference.
Sorry.
Next.
You're just making it up anyway.
Asshole.
It's not even a rep.
I was just copying your made up thing.
Yep.
It's a secret club. Nobody can know what.
Cool story, guys.
Yeah, man.
Get around.
Yeah.
Bob Hausman, what's going on? May I help you?
Quit fucking yelling.
Do what now?
Oh, do yeah, calm down, ma'am. You're upsetting Bob my son.
Yeah, can you calm down, please?
Can I calm down?
Yeah.
Quit yelling at me.
What?
Yeah, you're yelling too much and being too abrasive.
Shit.
And calm down.
Calm down.
It sounds like she's washing dishes while she talks to us.
Waffle House, I'm
you need to calm down,
ma'am. Please don't
waffle
be rude.
I need four waffles to go. I need two hots. I need one order of hash browns.
Wait, excuse me. Can you hold on, please?
One second, okay? Motherfucker.
You rude fucking bitch.
Hey, don't call back.
No, I'm sorry. Hey, it wasn't me.
Hey. I thought we were on hold.
You should call and say that. Call her back and say that. Sorry, I thought it was on hold.
Sorry, we were on hold. We could talk okay. Shit.
My talk mute shit button didn't work.
Bob
Hausman, Westland.
Yeah, I'd like to make an order.
Yeah.
Do what?
I want an order.
Hello?
Now?
Yes.
You want
like
an order?
A legitimate order?
Yeah. One hash browns.
Okay, hang on just a second.
One hash browns.
Take okay, yes. Babe.
Hurry the fuck up.
Excuse me?
Oops.
Sorry, we thought we were on hold.
They thought, I'm sorry, listen, I'm their father. They thought you were on hold. I'm sorry.
Can I help you?
Yes, can I make an order, please?
Yeah, can I get your number?
No.
821-2014.
821 what?
2014.
2014. All right, I'll be right back. Hold
attention.
On. All right, honey.
911.
Yeah.
Let me just try to get part of my order in there. Yeah. Then you guys can go nuts. All right. I'm going to do my thing with the hash browns where I ask it for a bunch of different ways that would make no sense.
He said nuts.
Oiled. Because they do like smothered, covered, chunk, diced.
Yeah. Deep fried.
I'm going to say oiled.
Do a side of Reese's.
That's making me hungry.
Deep fried dildos.
Boiled hash browns.
Inspected.
Whatever you do, do not Google deep fried dick.
Okay, what can I get you?
The first thing is I need a double order of hash browns. I need them special.
An order of hash browns with what?
I need them doubled.
A double hash brown?
Covered, smothered,
okay.
Smashed, boiled, pickled.
Captain, what?
Doubled.
I got that double, smothered, covered, cap.
Uh-huh, diced.
Diced, okay.
Inspected. fired, respected, oiled.
And what?
Oiled.
Oiled.
Salted.
Okay, we don't do all, I mean, they come oiled anyway, but that's...
Machine.
What now?
Machine.
I can't.
Spaces?
Just a minute.
Okay.
Your total is $849. Okay,
$849? Okay.
No. Okay, look. We're too busy to have prank calls.
I'm not prank calling, honey. Please, I'm not prank calling.
We need that shit respected.
Please do not call back. Fuck. I mean it. Do
labia.
Not call back.
Do you know what labia is? Do you have labia? Okay.
I had to hit that mute button real quick, after you said that.
Oh,
my God.
We should get him to put the customers on the phone.
Yeah. Next one. Call from Corp.
Yeah, Arby, do a call. You're hilarious.
I thought she
tonight.
Said, please call back, didn't she?
Machined. I don't know why that was so funny to me.
Because you're drunk.
That's a problem.
It wasn't really funny.
Yeah, it was.
Right.
It was offensive to some people.
I'm literally shaking right now.
I take my restaurant seriously.
I'm a machinist, and that kind of puts me
off.
It's
machinist.
Like the machine.
It's machinist.
I think I'm going to kick a cat right now. I'm so mad.
That's probably what I have to say, Abraham. I'm happy.
Hi. Yes, I'm calling from the corporate office.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm going to put Brad on the phone. He's supposed to speak. Roy?
Oh, hello, ma'am.
Yeah.
Ma'am?
Hello.
This is Brad from the corporate office.
Okay.
I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with? Just do a quick survey with them? And they'll get a free coupon?
Hold on a minute.
Okay. Like this shit again.
Oh, they don't put us on hold, remember?
Sorry.
Shit.
Fuck. Fucked it up.
Goddamn.
Just never gonna buy it now.
Those hash browns better be motherfucking respected.
I'll respect
yeah.
them.
I'm gonna do that in real life, go to Waffle House with a hidden camera.
who's gonna do the survey?
Well, not me.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Hey.
Hi.
Who are we speaking with?
Tyler.
Are you a customer?
I sure am.
Okay, great. Yeah, we're just doing a customer survey. Would you like to do a quick customer survey and you get a free meal?
Yes, sir.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your experience there tonight?
About 7.
Bullshit. Bullshit, you lying motherfucker. Bullshit.
That's much higher.
Full
than
of
that.
Shit.
At least 7.5.
Okay. Because we've surveyed a bunch of people, and you're the only one to rate it 7, so you're full of shit.
We're watching watching on cameras, and we know full exactly how well it's been going.
Fucking shit.
Okay.
Actually, you need to leave right now. You need to just get up and leave.
Yeah.
Tyler, banned. I hope you get hit by a bus tonight.
I'm standing.
I hope when you're driving that ambulance, you fucking flip that shit. The white reference.
Why don't you take the cock out of your mouth so I can hear you?
Oh.
I will not because I like suckling on it.
Listen here, motherfucker. Ooh. You talk to him like that again, you're going to have a dick in your ass.
Now you're a liar and a homophobe.
You put the phone
you
down.
You son of a bitch.
And you better share it with your mom.
I'm going to come in your hair.
Yeah, she hung up the phone. She went
God.
Back.
That's awesome. That got morbid.
Calling him
what
back.
Call was that, Dwight? You said, I hope you flip that fucking ambulance.
Well, JDF.
I told him I was going to spin kick. Yeah. I hope you flip that fucking ambulance.
Amanda, how may I help you?
Speak the fuck up.
Hey,
shit, we're from the corporate office.
Fuck up. We were talking.
Quit calling the phone.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Hey, we're trying to have a conversation, bitch.
Yeah, it's so rude.
Yeah,
don't be like, so
hey,
rude.
Tyrone.
Don't interrupt us.
Hello.
Hey.
Tyrone.
Hey, don't be rude, Tyrone.
Hey, Gonzalez, how are you?
Hey, Rico,
Suave. That's not Tyrone, that's fucking Lysol.
Hey, Julio.
Wipe.
Tyrone Shoelaces.
What's up, Lysol no. Wipe?
Rayovac.
Hello.
We're calling from the corporate office.
Hey, hey, stupid.
Had a hoe!
We were having a conversation before you butted in.
You ruined it. Fuck. Killed the mood.
I do have the number down.
I'm flaccid.
Can you say back to us?
That's impossible.
Abaduba, how about the number? Badumba.
We started to accept that.
How about hopping a moment?
Damn it. What do we do now?
I couldn't understand him. His lips were too heavy.
I was going to say, does he know how to read?
He wrote down our number next to the cotton gin.
Oh my god. Was that... God. God. Brad, that's messed up.
That's nothing. There's a cotton gin in the Waffle House.
Eli Whitney.
There's nothing wrong with that statement. Every Waffle House has a cotton gin built in.
Yeah, it's like a tchotchkes place, you know?
Oh, awesome. Hey, how can I help you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
Waffle Hello. Fucking house.
We're hungry.
Hello.
We're hungry.
You know, people go there for the environment. The cotton gins.
Yeah, hi. We want to make the order.
Okay, I'll get for you.
He's mistaken. We're calling from the corporate office.
Oh, yeah.
He's drunk.
It's Saturday now. Right. We get to drink.
I've been cutting myself, and I have a lot of blood loss. It feels great.
Are we doing three-way?
Oh, no, ma'am. No, we're actually calling from the corporate office.
More like
eight-way. We just need to do a quick customer survey. Do you have a customer there we could speak with?
More like eight-way.
To do a quick survey?
Y'all going hard with that three-way.
You need to take it to dinner first.
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am,
Labia?
I don't play games.
What's your most expensive meal there, the pork chop dinner?
Hello?
I'm a casual cunt from the corporate office. I don't play games.
We actually are ordering food. I was just kidding about the corporate office. Go ahead, Carlita.
Hello?
What's your most expensive meal there, the pork chop dinner?
No.
What is it then, damn it?
Huh?
What is it then, damn it?
Darn it. Oh, that's the thing that threw her off.
She didn't like that.
Yeah. She didn't like damn it.
Normally, the second time, I'll just say, what is it then? To keep him from hanging up. I was trying to be more assertive, but now I know why I don't do it.
Police department.
Oh, hi, no, yes.
Oh,
yes, Lord. Hi, we'd like to report.
I need to make a report.
I don't think the police would hang up on you.
I don't think the police sounds like that.
Hey, let's send this recording to her local police and show them that she's impersonating the cops and get her arrested.
Well, that's what the lady at the Guam sex shop started doing to me. She'd answer, go, police department.
And the funny thing is, Baz wasn't prank calling them. He just calls them when he's in Guam.
Yeah.
And he keeps
looking
calling.
For the magazines.
Yeah.
It's kinks.
He's on vacation in Guam and keeps calling about the magazines.
Can you call me
the
UK?
Other ones. What?
In the glory holes.
What are you, Nunu?
Can I call the UK?
Yeah. This is a prank show, not a UK show.
Yeah. There's a lot of ass fans in the UK.
Imagine me yelling that in all caps.
Hello?
You should.
Yeah, we'd like to make an order.
What's on here for you?
Oh, my ear hurts.
Can you speak up, motherfucker?
Talk into the goddamn phone.
You're holding it upside down, retard.
Are you holding the phone upside down?
You have a chicken somewhere where it shouldn't be? Thank you, Mr. Peck.
Hello?
Alright, fuck you. Alright. Next.
Fuck that.
Fuck her. Really?
She can't afford me.
It's almost like they get confused when five people talk at them. Yeah. It's weird.
I don't understand it.
That is true. I never thought about that. Like, on a normal phone, like, you probably wouldn't think Skype. Like, what's going on? Hackers.
You're like, the voices are coming true. It's true.
Holy tax source, by the way. What's that yodeling? I like it.
Thank you.
It's
coming from out your window.
Shut up your butt.
Yeah, hello? Ma'am?
Do what?
Yeah, I ate there earlier and my ass was bleeding.
That is all.
I just wanted to let you know.
So be careful.
What?
He ate there.
Don't
he
be a
ate
bitch
there.
About it.
He ate there and he liked this. And he liked all
you right there and you liked it?
And he liked all the ethnic African girls that were there.
You dirty girl.
What color is it?
An African server? What?
Oh, yeah, please don't use that language.
An African black server?
You guys speak Ebonics regularly?
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit. Breaking news.
Like hey, you got that sweet potato pie?
All right. I got a sheet.
Oh, my God.
It's Matt. Yay, Matt.
Matt, yay.
Hey, Matt.
Matt.
What's up? What's
hey, Matt.
Hey. Maddie. How's it going?
Damn, didn't kill me.
Almost. All right. Did you have an awesome time?
Yeah.
Did you come back early or on time?
No.
Okay.
8 days.
What happened? Did you hit the foot? You hit a foot on the lip of a thing in the hotel?
Yeah. Going into the bathroom, there was like a little, like 1-inch wood.
Oh.
Usually it's like on the outside. Mm.
It was the strangest thing. It was like a little wall, you know, like just going into the bathroom. And then they didn't give me the handicap room, so I bitched about that, and the cocky manager guy was like a piece of shit. I'm like, what are you gonna do? He's like, well, you accepted the other room. I can't give you a discount. I can maybe buy you guys a drink or something. I'm like, fuck this place. This fucking bullshit.
Did you get his number?
No, we could call it. That's for the manager.
Oh, so you had a good time there, so it was good.
Bring your injury in, make him pay for it.
And it was really hot in the room, and what they did is they gave me a fucking a fan. that was the big way to fix the problem.
Where'd you say, in a hospital or
something? Ooh, well, yeah, we didn't leave the room much.
Did you say stay in a hospital?
Did Zach's watch? Huh?
Did you stay in a hostel?
No. Oh. Come on.
You were supposed to put a bucket of ice in front of the fan, Matt.
There was no ice machine in the hotel.
Son of a bitch, you threw that back.
You should have cut the cord off of the ice machine.
There was
the umbilical cord.
There was no ice machine.
You're always supposed to bring copper tubing with you, and you run that from the ice machine to your room. You wrap it around in front of your fan.
There was no ice machine.
Oh.
Are they third world country? They haven't invented ice yet.
It's just different there, I guess. Yeah.
Very Euro.
Bunch of cavemen.
Yeah, Waffle House. You're welcome to join, Matt.
Okay.
It's gonna be a sweet jet lag, man.
I went to bed at like 8 in
the Can you? Do you have the phone upside down, honey?
Can you see that, honey?
Do you have the phone upside down, honey? You sound like really like shit, you know?
She's on a coconut phone.
Ma'am, can you hold, please? 1 second.
I ain't calling my place back because that phone is ass. Next, anyway.
I didn't hear.
It's just like.
It was like she saw that.
That's a pretty cool.
Who's all in here? I can't tell.
Jag Television.
We've got Baz here.
Okay.
I'm Eddie.
Hey, Eddie.
I rolled shoelace.
Oh, okay. Nice to meet
you. Hi, Matt. It's Dion.
Oh, hey, kid.
Hi, I'm Carlito.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, my rabbit escaped.
Is that a euphemism?
In the...
Oh, my God.
It ran out of the hole.
And my network adapter pooped out on my computer, so I couldn't get on the internet the past few days.
Is the foot better?
When that happens.
Is the foot better?
No, it's taped up with electrical tape. I had to eat electrical tape at the next one.
Oh my God.
Dude, they would have stopped me as a terrorist for sure, man. Yeah.
Gangster.
You should have, like, taped a button to your foot.
Oh my God. How'd that get there?
They didn't go through, like, shit. When you're, like, handicapped, Carlito, I'd go, like, next time you fly, ask for wheelchair help.
Okay, hell yeah.
They just, like, issue you through, although you don't wait for any lines, awesome. Anything. They just like nice. Push you along, and like they just and they're like all cross with people. there, like, excuse me.
Here comes the wheelchair. Yeah, because they're ready to go back to get the next
King
one.
Of the
So
did you do the first class thing that I told you? Did that work out?
No, it didn't work because I bought mine through Lufthansa, who was just flying on an Atlanta or United site. So I couldn't upgrade. Yeah. And no, I was in row 39 on the way home, the very last seat.
Shit, man. No.
It was kind of nice, though, because the bathroom was there. And the ladies felt sorry for me, so I got 3 beers for free.
She felt sorry for you.
Well, the different waitresses or stewardesses, they would here you go, it's your birthday, don't worry about it, right? Here you go, I'd give them the credit card. She's like, oh, just go on, love. The one black lady kept calling me love.
So those Lufthansa?
Yeah.
Lufthansa.
It's a German airline, isn't it?
Swedish.
Yeah, but I don't know what it is, but it was technically one of their flights, but our United did it. I got it through Corbett. I should have went direct. So.
It is German. It's from Deutsche Lufthansa. Running out of choices. Okay.
Hey, you should call that Margie Brady lady.
Hello.
I'm gonna do the first one first. Hey, AMD, did you fix your shit?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yep, I hear ya. What's up,
bro?
Hi, AMD.
Hello, everybody. Sorry, I had some audio problems, but I think I fixed them now. So,
good.
Sorted.
All right. Doing prank calls. Simon in the United Kingdom. He's in a hotel, right? This is what we're doing here, Dwight. Hotel calls. Who wants it? Try not to talk over each other. We got a lot of people on this call. We shall see. This works out. Next, this is the Margie Brady one. Watching the earth turn, time on your side and got money to burn. Got a new watch, I got heat in the house. Got rhymes, got beats, no kids, no spouse. Turn it out, no, it's my turn, baby. I'll fucking help Margie.
Beat my mouse.
It was my turn, baby.
It was my turn, baby, I'ma turn it out.
Hello?
Hello? Hey, Margie? Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing? It's Dwight.
Hello?
Yeah, it's Dwight. So you stuck over there at the Love's truck stop?
Yeah, Dwight, I am.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you just happened to catch me at a good time. I'm actually getting ready to come through fucking Arkansas. I'm driving the truck.
I'll be damned. I have flung a rod or I have blown a head gasket. One.
Oh, fuck.
And just here with a full tank of gas and $20 bill, and there's a hotel right beside the Petro.
Oh, man. But yeah, $20 ain't gonna get you shit unless it's some little slumlord motherfucking thing.
Well, it's a Super 8. You know, it don't look bad, but hell, I can't even drive the car. If I crank the car, the fucking smoke is going everywhere.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
the car's
dead. Did you, like, go in to pay for the gas and then come out and that happened?
No. It started whenever I came across the old bridge in Memphis.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Did you like, pop the hood and make sure the blacks didn't steal your engine?
I didn't hear you.
Did you pop the hood and make sure the blacks didn't steal your engine? Because they do that.
No, Dwight. That didn't steal my engine. It started rattling real bad. I think what it did was it slung a rod.
Oh.
Because it was off once.
You know, I pulled it up on the the Google machines, and I'm like a half hour away from you. And
oh, shit.
So I might pull into that truck stop because, you know, don't they got like a Hardee's or something in that truck stop?
In the Subway, yeah.
Yeah. And I was going to stop and get something to eat and then, like, you know, fill the truck up. And I thought maybe you could, like, get in the truck with me and, you know, maybe give me some fellatio services and then I'll give you the money.
Do what?
Yeah, get in my truck and, you know, fucking blow my knob and I'll give you, like, 40, 50 bucks.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right.
What?
That ain't gonna work.
Okay, well, 50 bucks and we get the fuck.
I'm sorry, I don't play that game.
Well, come on. You know, I get to get my dick wet or, you know, maybe, I don't know if you're just dried up or whatever, but...
Thanks anyway, Dwight.
But I love you.
Huh?
I love you.
Yeah, I know.
So, oh, maybe I'll hook your truck up and I'll tow that motherfucker down the road.
Do what?
Like, if I hook it up and just tow that piece of shit down the road, we could do
that. That won't work either.
Why not? All right, my final offer, I'll give you $30, you get in my truck, and I finger your pussy.
Nope.
Why not?
Nope.
Come on. Nope. How about if I get you one of them Hardy burgers? I'll get you the Hardy burger, and then you suck my dick.
How about just a massage?
No, thank
just,
you, Dwight.
Just a massage. Just a massage.
How about just sniff your panties?
Oh my god, Baz for the win. Right at the end, man.
Your panties.
I don't think I quite got it in. I heard the dinging.
She needed a good dinging.
Yes.
Yeah, what if we just sniff your panties?
Yeah. No, let's don't do any of that.
Well, just a massage. What if just a massage, then?
Nope.
Just a massage.
Nope. Let me smell your fart.
How about just a... Maybe take a peek in your knickers.
Posted, I know Dan said she posted something. I didn't ask for all this bullshit.
This isn't bullshit.
I'm not out here. I'm not out here to do shit like that.
How about some
if
blood?
If you want to help, that's fine. If you don't, keep your ideas to yourself.
Is she on her?
Ma'am, Maddie wants some blood play. Can you do some blood play?
Are you down with that? Cut you a little bit. You can cut me a little.
Are you down with
the
crimson?
Around the blood.
A little crimson play.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I'm in tiny chat if anybody wants to go there.
No.
I can't do group video. No, I meant any listeners. Because I'm on Ida's iPad.
Man, my back's hurting me. I'm out of numbers. Do you guys want to keep going? I'll have to scrounge up some shit.
Hey, you want me to want some UK numbers?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Look
grab some pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
Give him some of those ass mans.
Ass man?
No, I'm just going to get some random residents. It's time to wake up.
I hate not being able to use my good computer. I ordered a USB, what do you call it? I can't think. Network card.
Okay.
And a USB hub, and then an external hard drive, and a Windows 7 install disk. I ordered all that this evening.
Okay. No problems with that. You had no problems with that,
sir. I'm going to try to get it back to normal.
You ordered it. I'm sorry. I thought you said you stole it today.
No. I stole some beers at the hotel.
Nice. Good. Alright, this is the first UK. This is Award.
Just above I put a number in too.
Finally listened to that Jerky Boys podcast with the interviews.
From the Stern Show.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it was?
Oh, the podcast you're saying.
The 55-minute interview.
Yeah.
And cool. I was like a kook, because it's like we're like taxiing out and shit in Amsterdam, and I'm listening to it, and I'm like, like laughing like a crazy man.
Yeah.
RB, if you go, or not RB, fucking cross, if you go just above that, the one that ends in 1000.
Yeah, 1000, what's that?
It's an Australian number.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Secret.
Oh, which one is this? Do I know this one?
Hello?
Hey, hello, I'd like to place an order.
This is fucking Mother India.
Oh, that's Mother India. Are they 24/7 place then? Yeah. Is that what's going on with them?
No, they're probably just getting ready to open. Okay. He just hangs up now. Yeah, that's all he does. Just hangs up.
What a bitch. All right, next is E-Ward. Award. E-Ward.
Mistress Morgan has numbers, she said.
Oh, nice. I bet you they're really nice, too. All right, let me get those. Thank you, Mr. Aspinwall, for ringing it up. Ounces, rubies, rubles, for broke, that's how the peso francs and 1 yen. Your dupe is gold and a pound. Send him in the mistress for you. Please send him.
So I've got new signatures in my book. Is that it? Welcome to the botnet in it. What? And Zach's wrote 420 is a faggot.
Cool. Did you get Edith to sign it?
Yeah, she wrote, I love you to space and back. Aww.
Awesome.
Zach's 420 blazer faggot. And welcome to the botnet. It was so cool hanging out with the N.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Is he a cool dude in real life?
He's cool as fuck. He bought our food.
No, he's an asshole.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he bought me beer and food.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And I didn't ask him to. He just snuck off and talked to the waiter.
He seems like a genuinely nice guy. I've never had anything bad to say about him. Debbie does the
NYC. Cool, me. I was a little distressed
This is Emmy Ward, also known as New Ward. Oh, as an Oscar award.
The audio's pretty good on this.
Is it? Cloud of
smoke pass, yeah, I just missed it. Why wouldn't they have group videos? It's like, yeah. Well, I know.
Everyone's still here? I'm still trying to get someone to pick up. Damn, here's Carter. Yeah. A Carter.
So none of the wards picked up.
Nope.
This is a different town. Maybe they're not as lazy.
Maybe.
Saturday.
We're actually up.
Saturday, yeah.
Hello?
Hey, hello, Mr. Carter. Thank God you picked up. Been having a hell of a time here today. We've been calling these damn wards in London, and they're all a bunch of lazy sods. They don't answer the damn phone. Thank God you answered the phone. I thank you, sir. I thank you.
He didn't like sod.
Somebody else will listen to me.
Hello? Hello?
Alright, that's cool. Was the brief but nice call scroll so
much
my name
to
call for into a state of mind,
still trapped in a bomb.
That seemed to be all you were drinking.
I'm running from the
sirens
blaring.
I'm staring deep into the eyes. Coast to ride, I'm off the track, rap composer. You bring anything back with you?
No, I should have, because the way they didn't check, you know?
Yeah, hi, is that Miss Carter?
Yes, who is this?
Oh, my name is Cross. I'm calling from the Royal Service.
Right, yeah. Okay, bye.
No, no, I'm serious.
Sorry. I can't still pick up on this thing. I should be back on the computer.
Sorry.
Tell her her son Brad is no good.
Hello?
Yes, I'm Mr. Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have your son Brad over here. He's been doing bad things with the phone. He has.
Sorry, say that again.
He hooked up a battery to the phone and was making free telephone calls.
He's the number two phone hacksaw in the world.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
He's
about
using this box that made him get free phone calls on the tele booth.
Mm-hmm. You put your finger in it and you think of the number and yeah. call and it calls it.
You try to whistle a 2600 hertz sound.
Is my mic working now?
Have you seen him, sir?
Yeah, AMD, you're good. Shh.
Cheers, man.
Cheers, buddy.
Mr. Carter, we have our representative in the United
Brad.
Kingdom on the line.
Yes.
It's Mr. AMD.
Hey.
Hello.
Brad, are you still here?
Yes. I'm still here.
Hello.
What was with that weaknet thing? Is that the red box?
Oh, Trevlin made some sort of box thing. That's just the diagram to make it.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a blue box.
Yeah, that's because that's the cat that made the PLA apps, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he did a couple songs. And...
Oh, neat.
Songs, huh?
Songs, what's that? Slaves for hand jobs? I got weird fucking book in the mail today. It's called Love in Maine. As seen on General Hospital.
What?
Romance book. Writes with confidence of a novelist who's been around forever. She brings charming character to life with effortless imagination and breezy good humor. Oh, I watched this movie on the plane called Mom's Night Out that I thought was going to be some kind of raunchy comedy, and it was like a like hidden Christian movie. There was like, the first thing I saw, Jesus fish on the car, and then like this one lady was talking shit at church, and it was like all about like moms have hard, but they need to like hold it together. It was so ridiculous.
Sounds like a pretty shitty night out.
It was terrible, man. I watched Godzilla on the adorable little tiny screen, edited all badly.
The new one?
Yeah.
On what screen did you watch it? The phone screen?
The ship, the airplane screen.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had the iPad, but I was just kind of like wanting to sit there and not have my tray down, and you know, it's so fucking tight, dude.
Yeah.
I think I was driving the guy crazy. I think I got up to piss and shit like probably 10 times.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Can we come in?
Hello?
Yeah, Matt needs to come in. He needs to come in and piss and shit.
Yeah.
Can we use your bathroom?
Come on, Bob.
Who is it?
I think I drove the guy on the airplane.
Come on, ma'am.
Crazy.
We're American travelers, ma'am.
Yeah.
What?
We're travelers.
Us. Come on, Maddie needs to piss and shit.
Who is it speaking? Very garbled. What is it?
I am not. I am not garbled. I'm drunk, sweetheart. I need to come in and piss and shit.
Matt fucking Hillock, ma'am. He's kind of a big deal.
He's gone. And he is a big deal. Remains can't complain. It's a bad
to get a word out. Kitties are not the way know what I'm talking about. Just doesn't know. It's time to build clock the opposite. Kind of a big deal. I need to I keep losing connection to the chat room. I need to make sure it looks like I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah. You should.
I'm wearing one right now that says hashtag get better for Ida. Then I'm gonna wear it to therapy.
Get better for Ida. Aw, that's great. We got three numbers left. Let's hit them up and get out of here. Let's go home.
I am home.
Yeah.
It feels nice, kind of.
Doesn't it? We get overtime, don't we?
Dude, that hotel room was so small.
What is it? You didn't get any shit for smoking inside the...
It said no smoking and no drugs. I took a picture. And, no, and then fucking Zach put out a J on this little thing that was,
Hello, like your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the
tone. It looked like it was metal, but it was made in silver, and so it fucking melted, so there were burn marks in it.
Oops.
And the windows only opened a crack, like, one, there were dual windows, and one opened, like, 3 inches on the right side, and the other one opened, like, I don't know, 15 inches on the left side, so you had to, like, blow it down this, like, corridor of glass to go outside.
Alright. So you did edibles, you smoked pot, and you got some of those truffles, right?
Yeah.
Alright. Cool.
How'd you like the edibles?
I really enjoyed the space cakes. Yeah, they were great.
Nice.
You rang?
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Hello. Is that Carter?
Who might you be?
Oh, my name might be Cross.
And I'm right. Matt fucking Hillock. How are you, sir?
I'm brilliant. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Big deal.
I'm kind of a big deal.
So pissy.
Oh.
Sir.
I just got back from Amsterdam.
Very good.
Yeah, it was lovely. You ever been?
Many times.
Yeah. It was good. It was my first trip there. Yeah.
Very good.
I was talking about how much I enjoyed the cakes.
Yeah, so what can I do for you on a Saturday morning?
We want to know what are your feelings on Brad Carter, your relative in the States, who's a phone hacksaw.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's you know.
Very bad.
No.
Oh, you don't know Brad Carter?
No.
Look it up. Look it up. And he's a relative of yours.
I think he's lying.
Yeah, he knows. That's how those hacksaws do. They keep it low to the cuff. They don't like docs out there.
He puts his dick
Sir,
in
are you afraid of being
boots.
Doxed?
Are you?
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Are you a chicken?
Yes, don't be so stupid, sir. Answer the questions.
You smoke a lot of cigarettes,
funny to you?
Don't you?
What am I? Am I a clown? Am I here to amuse you?
Wow. I like that.
How is he funny? Funny how?
Yeah. How am I so fucking funny?
You know, words come out of your mouth.
Last one. The last Carter. You guys have fun with it. I'm done.
Oh. don't know what time my body thinks it is.
Time to get naked.
Yeah.
Welcome to BT Answer 1571.
I spent a fair amount of time, like, semi-naked, because it was hot there.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Nice.
And just lounging around in the bed. Oh, it was fucking lovely. Jesus. I miss it already.
All right. Well, here's to next time. Maybe we get to all go. Enjoy. All right, so thanks everyone for being on, including Brad, Laugh Track Matt, Big Baz, AMD, Steve Aspinwall, Neon, and yay. Kim. I think that was everybody. So, goodbye.
Yay.
Bye.
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 Thanks,
Carlito.
Hugs.
How inappropriate of him to say that. Good night, everybody. Or good morning.